Alright, good morning. It is Christmas Eve. So, for those who celebrate, you know, hope everything's going alright. For those who don't, for the other holidays and everything, I hope that this season isn't too brutal for you, and I hope that maybe things are a little more inclusive this year. Because personally for me, there's a lot of fucking holidays this time of year, and we don't have a right to just be like, it's only Christmas, but that's not what I'm salty about. So, I had someone casually say something to me via the Whisper app, and it just kind of struck me how many people think like this, and I kind of had to correct him a little. So, he asked me full on, who is the, are you the dominant one, you know, when you mess around with girls? And for me, I personally am just like, I don't believe there's a dominant one in lesbian sex. I mean, in the sex I've had with other females, it's more of a dance. Like, there's no such thing as one has to be dominant or the other. It's a dance. We exchange leads, you know, which I feel like is how it should be. Like, it shouldn't just be on one person to be the only one instigate. You know, I think that's a healthier relationship when both can instigate. But I pointed that out. I said, there's no doms. Like, it's not really like that, you know? And I was just like, okay, you know, because he said, are you more dominant with a girl? And I said, you know, there's not really a dom with lesbian sex. Because I really just, I'm not into BDSM. It's not my thing. I could respect it and I can understand it, but it's not what gets me going. It's not what turns me on. And I'm not going to feel ashamed of that one, you know? But nonetheless, and then he was like, oh, well, I guess that's a naive question. I said, well, who's the dom when you have sex? You know, if we're going to talk about it. You know, and I was kind of being sarcastic, but then he says me. Like, he totally was just like, oh, well, I like being in control. I like positions like doggy or missionary, whatever. And I'm just like, oh, okay. And he's just like, well, what about you? Do you prefer a dominant guy? You know, and I honestly, I was just like, I don't see the necessity for dominance. I mean, and then I straight up asked him, I was like, do you pick positions to pleasure her really well? Or because those are the positions you just like to fuck in? I was like, because personally, I prefer to be on top, and a lot of guys are intimidated by that. Which, I mean, that was a little bit of a fib. I don't always like being on top. That's for damn sure. But I'm kind of gaining power with that one, and I'm starting to be more confident in myself. So now I'm like, hell yeah. Like, what the shit? Why am I on the bottom the whole time? But I digress. And then it's like, oh, well, you know, she enjoys, you know, being dominated, which, okay, true. I mean, there's chicks that are into that. And then, you know, and then I like, you know, it's like, and I enjoy her being on top as well, which I'm just kind of like, I mean, that's cool, you enjoy it too, but 9 times out of 10, it ain't for you. You know, like, dudes talk shit about the way girls get on top, like, oh, it's like you're scooting on a fucking desk chair or something. It's like, dude, she's trying to reach her G-spot, because obviously your ass ain't hitting it. Like, I mean, I don't know, it's not always about you. Like, you know, like, how many times do dudes, like, slow down their stroke game acting like they're really into it when really they're just slowing down so they don't bust quick? Like, the reality of that one. And then, I made the point that I said, I just find sex with guys tend to be very about what will get them off and when they want to do to me is not necessarily about what I want or what will get me off. Like, again, it's like one of those along for the ride things, I feel. Like, usually with a guy, I mean, alright, so this is my approach. When it comes to, like, casual sex, whatever, I'm a go with the flow type, because I'm fucking them because I like their vibe, and I'm kind of vibing with what they're putting down, so I'm communicative about what I like, but I also kind of like allowing the dude to take the lead to a point, because I'm curious what he'll do with it. That's really what it is. What will you do with this lead I give you? Or do I have to, like, take this over because you don't know what the fuck you're doing? And it's not a knock, like, if he just doesn't have a lot of experience. That's fucking different. But I'm talking about the fucking dudes who've been fucking since they were, like, 15, 16. And they're still fucking the same fucking way. And they don't think that they need to change it up. Well, this is what's been getting me off for years. So is jerking off, but is that the only thing you're doing anymore? You know, I digress. And then he goes on to ask me, like, well, who's better at eating pussy, guys or girls? And I was like, well, women. And I was like, I find with guys, they're really not about giving pleasure orally. And if they are, like, because I've come across dudes who are all about pussy, and that's fucking great. But you're lucky if they do it more than once in a while. Like, it's not going to be an every time you fuck thing. Which, I'm not knocking, like, I get it. Some, like, I'm always constantly fighting with myself over boundaries, like, over, like, what is okay, get the fuck over it, or okay, be understanding. Like, because I can see where that's just not a comfortability for a dude, but it's like that same dude who's just, I just don't like eating pussy, but I'm down to demand head all the fucking time. Not even when we're having sex. So purely, like, again, it's like, when dudes just want the benefits of being, like, in a relationship. Because I feel like there's certain things you only do with your man. For me, it's not that those are only things I'll do with my man, but it's more of, I guess, certain things that I'll allow with men. Like, if he's my man, he could hit me up asking me for casual head, because that's my man, and I want him to be taken care of, and that's not a big fucking deal. But if you're just Joe Blow, and you're just trying to, come in and be like, I'm gonna come through and, like, make all these demands what the fuck I want out of you, and I'm just like, you're not paying me. What the fuck? Like, I'm just always curious, like, why is it, like, I'm out to find my fantasy, not to get to know someone and fuck them on their level and be present with them in their body and not just trying to get something out of them. And then he's just like, oh yeah, fair enough. They should make cunnilingus part of the school curriculum. You know, and oh my god. I mean, let's make fucking comprehensive sex education part of the school curriculum. Let's normalize enjoying our partners. Like, let's normalize knowing each other and appreciating each other for our differences instead of finding a way to let that under, you know, to let that be why you degrade someone. I mean, if we quit putting, you know, stigmatism on some things, like, I remember, like, being separated from the boys and the girls, having to do the sex ed classes, and how you just pretty much watched a fucking video, and you weren't, like, told to ask fucking questions. And then this comprehensive sex education was literally a fucking video from, like, the 80s. And it's like, you know, there's not just heteronormative sex, right? I mean, there's discussions to be had, like, because you can talk about sexual safety and discuss with men when they like other men. Because, you know, a young gay kid who is, say, from a small town and is trying to hook up with gay men because, you know, that's who they're attracted to and that's wonderful, you don't think that they're not up for being for a predator? You don't think that, you know, because think about it. If you didn't mention that that was a gay young male, and if you just said a young teen who's impressionable, who's searching for themselves, not sure, like, if what they like is normal, so they're exploring themselves. I mean, those are things predators would look for, someone who's looking for somebody. You know? They're not sure what to believe, so, you know, they'll fall for anything. And it's scary. It could be really scary, like, because there's not a discussion about male rape. There's not a discussion. And even when a female rapes a male. I mean, not a lot of discussions to be had about it. Unless I find that the only time guys are wanting to talk about it is when it's to debunk females from discussing feminine issues. And that's when it makes me angry. Like, I'm like, no one said none of these are fucking issues. Like, but what's making those non-issues that are not being discussed? Fucking patriarchy. Because it's like, oh, well, be a man, or you should have liked it, or, you know, you're lucky, you know, because it's like, you hear about young guys. I mean, how many, like, parodies do I see? I've seen a couple of them where it's like, the young guy, if he's hooking up with the female older teacher, it's like a good thing. It's like a props thing. But it's like, if a young girl's hooking up with the male teacher, it's like a predatory thing. Which I'm not saying it isn't. But again, it's also, I mean, you think about being in high school and just when you're not getting what you need at home, and if you feel that a way to get that out of somebody is to maybe not do things that you're necessarily comfortable with, but it's a means to an end. I mean, and that can apply to anything. That can be sexually, that could be drugs, that could be even just putting up with people who tear you down and bully you, because at least it's just a small group versus the bigger groups that would if you weren't in a said group. You know, kind of like the Heathers situation, the 80s movie, when Anna Redder, Christian Slater, one of my favorites. But purely because Veronica, who she is not one of the Heathers. Like, the Heathers are a group of three main popular girls. Supposedly there's like a new remake coming out about it. All right, whatever. I'm curious. Like, I want to watch it. But and it's about her whole thing is about how she actually doesn't like how mean they are. She doesn't like how bullying they are. But it's like she goes along with it because, you know, you have to be popular to get through. And, you know, and that's like kind of a common diatribe. I mean, come on. Can't Buy Me Love. Weird Science. You know, it's like that quest to want to fit in, but then realizing the people you're trying to fit in with, there's a reason you don't fit in. It's because they're fucking lame. Like, you know, and it's just interesting to me though, like, how there's still naive questions, and a lot of times, you know, we're just scared to ask certain questions about who we are, what we're feeling, and that's why, like, it's like, the internet is, like, this amazing tool, but it could also be a really fucked up one, you know? Like, I remember the fear of chat rooms. Did that stop us from going in them? Hell no. But I remember that. I remember, like, my mom, oh my god. When my mom found out I had a fucking MySpace, and that was the thing. I wasn't even going in chat rooms and shit on MySpace. Not yet. Like, that was before MySpace had their IM thing. And so, I remember, though, like, that was, like, my mom's fear, because it's, like, at the time, all these specials were coming out about the dangers of sexual predators online and all these things, which, don't get me fucking wrong, abso-fucking-lutely, there's horrible people in this world who are looking to victimize easy targets. Don't get me wrong, 100%. Like, she wasn't not wrong. I just, at the time, like, I wasn't doing anything. I was literally on MySpace, and, like, I was only adding my friends. Like, I really wasn't. Like, the main thing that was a trip on there was because I was honest about liking girls on there. And to be fair, I was, like, 13. And it, man, like, now I think about it, I was like, fuck, I was 13, man. Talking about liking girls. But at the time, I did. I totally liked girls. I had been making out and, like, messing around with girls at that point, because that was kind of what we did. Like, you know, I didn't really mess around with guys. Not saying that was, like, a good thing that I was messing around or doing anything that young, but it, you know, made me feel almost normal, like I was in the right place at the right time for once, and that was not a feeling I was used to having. So, and, like, now I think about it, like, I remember, like, you know, my mom would wake me up to make me watch these fucking Tyra Banks specials on, like, their daughters who got victimized, all these things that I'm like, wow, that's horrible, but that's not what I'm on. I'm not in a chat room, Mom. Like, I'm not in any of these things. And, you know, and I think it was that generation gap of, like, it all seems like the same fucking thing, so I'm gonna, it's gonna be the same thing, you know? But I still had a MySpace, and I still had shit she didn't, you know? I remember, like, I got in so much trouble for having a MySpace. Then I, like, deleted it, and then I just made a new one, because it was just, like, fucking A, that was, like, the way to talk to everybody. It was better than, like, using the phone. And then I remember when the IM came out, and it was, like, at the time, it was, like, a separate thing. It was, like, the Facebook Messenger, but back in the day, this was, like, on your computer, so it was, like, a separate icon on your desktop. Because normally, you know, you'd have to go through the browser and shit to get to MySpace, but there was, like, you could log in that way and be online, and there was chat rooms through that, and it was, like, it was usually other kids, like, it really was, like, other teenagers, so, not saying that there wasn't definitely things I probably shouldn't have been talking about and doing on there, but it was an outlet, and at the time, that was what I thought. And then I remember, like, later, MySpace, like, upgraded, and they no longer did that, and they just had an instant IM thing that would pop up on your browser, and the same way, like, when you pop into Facebook now, and, like, how the Messenger is, same idea, same fucking thing. God, I remember that, and, I mean, like, I remember, like, logging into, like, in, like, 7th grade, I remember, like, having the dial-up connection and, going into AOL chat rooms, totally, and, like, we were all, like, 13, and talking to college people, like, trying to be, like, oh, yeah, totally go to college, too, fucking stupid, man. But at the same time, like, I understand, like, that, how it sounds so risky and all these things, but it's like going to the park or the bar, you know? Like, how do you know that guy approaching you has great fucking intentions? Is it just because he face-to-face is talking to you and it's like, no way for him to catfish me? It's like, nah, that's the bitchier catfish. It's the motherfuckers that look really good. And you're like, well, I met him in person. How can they be that bad? Like, they're great. And then what the fuck happens? It turns out they're a total D-bag, or whatever. You know, I just, I don't know, like, the catfish thing, I don't know, that cracks me up. Like, don't get me wrong, like, I like that show, because it is, like, kind of, like, one of those things, because it's, like, how many of us kind of have, like, an online thing with somebody, and it was always kind of, like, what if we did actually meet? But it's, like, reality is, it's just funny to me how they act like they're the FBI, and they're just, like, Googling images. I'm like, look what we found! When I'm like, you could have Googled this and found this. Like, it's one, I don't know, it just makes me laugh how I'm like, they could have Googled, and they could have figured this out. And, I mean, personally for me, I always felt online was more safe, because that block game, though, you could block a motherfucker across, you know, you could be like, you never existed to a motherfucker. Like, I mean, I guess, you know, they're a hacker or some shit, and they figure out, but again, it's like one of those, like, you go through anonymous apps, you don't have to put your real location on there. It's just, I don't know, it's about, like, being smart about what you're doing, having your shit on private, making sure just not anybody can look at your stuff, you know. But that's the thing, like, I don't know, I always feel like that if I'm a parent, I want it, and I know it sounds so cliche, like, I don't want to be like my parents, but I feel like I want to be more understanding than my parents. I feel like I want to be, I don't know, if there's anything, I just I hope my kids know what it's like to be heard, and feel like there's validation to what they say, and not constantly being told, you just don't know anything, like, you have no idea what you're feeling, like, I know it's crazy, but you don't have kids to keep them next to your side all the fucking time, you know? Like, your kids are going to be their own individuals and their own fucking people. And I don't know. It is just impressive to me, though. I mean, like, how many people, you know, it's just, again, though, it's like comprehensive, I don't know, I'm going to bring it back to, I really feel like we need better comprehensive sex education. We need more discussions, and, like, because it's like, we make sex like it's this horrible, dirty thing. That's like, yeah, totally can fucking be. You're exchanging bodily fluids. Is there any clean way to do that? Have you thrown up? Have you given birth? Like, it's a gnarly business, man. Have a period. I mean, how many people, you know, still don't know that there's three holes? Or, no, a tampon does not, that yes, you can still pee with a tampon in. Like, you know, there's just a lot of things that it's just, like, shocks me. And again, it's like with dudes, it just like impresses me how many of them just have no, like, I don't know, I don't want it. A lot of guys, like the ones, I don't know, the ones I seem to come across, it's like, they're like, I've been doing the same fucking moves for years, they're fine. And I'm just like, well, you're like 30 something. I mean, it's been good almost 20 years because you're like 36 and... You know, you still put it down the exact fucking same? Are you kidding me? Like, you're telling me you don't get sick of the same fucking positions? I mean, I don't know. Then there's like, I don't know. Then I've messed with dudes who it's like, they don't know what the fuck they want. Like, I messed with a dude, okay, he was totally the lead. Like, he always instigated when we were fucking around. And he would complain that I never did. But I'm also just like, well, you don't like me to casually touch you because that's too girlfriend boyfriend. So, like, for me, the way I'm trying to get close to someone I love, you know, I rub up on or whatever I'm trying to do. And it was always just, like, met with, like, this awkward, well, why are you touching on me right now? Or weird. So I'm like, okay, obviously you're not in the mood for this. So I'm going to back the fuck up. And then, so I'm thinking, like, okay, well, I just got to say it. But, like, yo, what's up with tonight? Like, what are we doing right now? Or... joke around, or, you know, or, like, yo, suck your dick, you fucking roll me a J, like, or whatever the fuck it is. And then it's just like, oh, well, wow, can I be finessed? And it's just like, wow, that's girlfriend level. Like, are you calling it finesse when I wake up to you feeling on me and trying to fuck? Like, is that what we're calling finesse? Like, it's just, like, hard, because I feel like, I don't know, sometimes I feel like I get with dudes that it's always, like, their rules of how we're gonna interact, but then I'm like, okay, I'll play along with your fucking rules, like, because I'm not really tripping, like, because I look at it as, okay, is this point A to point B? You're not my fucking man, so I'm not really tripping about your fucking personal rules bullshit, as long as, you know, I feel good and safe. That's all the fuck I care about, so... But then there's dudes that it's, like, they're so stuck in how they've been messing with females that it's, like, so insane to them. They're like, what do you mean? I can make a girl come. How could she want to only come with a female? Or how can, I don't know, it's, well, because that dude hasn't talked to me anymore probably since I've brought up that, yeah, girls would probably be the best to teach about a cunnilingus class. And, I don't know, it's just... We have a lot of misinformation and a lot of miseducation, you know? Because, I mean, I remember being 16 and walking my ass to Planned Parenthood, and I just hate that, you know, you have to justify what the fuck birth control is for. Like, oh, why do you need birth control? It's like, because I don't want to give fucking birth, or... Like, at the time I was 16, I was on birth control, like, when I was a teenager. And honestly, at the time, it was to regulate my periods. Because mine weren't. They were all over the fucking place. Like, I was becoming almost, like, anemic. Like, how much I was bleeding. And so that was, like, the point of it. But I remember, like, the trip off oh, why do you need, you know, birth control? You know, what are you doing? And blah, blah, blah. You shouldn't alter your body right now. It's doing what it's supposed to be doing. And I'm like, no, that's the thing. It's not doing what it's supposed to be doing. It's, you know, yeah, every woman's different and unique. But at the time, it was like, it was causing issues. And, you know, and it's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I hate that. It's like, for health reasons, too. It's like, I don't give a shit. We were right to be on birth control because we have a tendency to get knocked up from irresponsible ejaculations and trying to, you know, take control and be and take care of our shit. Like, that's the shit that makes me annoyed. Same thing with, like, abortion. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, it's legal, and if a female needs to get it, she'll go to a doctor, hopefully a qualified, good, clean, safe doctor. They'll tell her her risk and all the shit involved, have you go through the whoop-de-whoop, and then, you know, they'll decide the best abortion method for her. And that is what it is, but that's not for us to decide for someone else, and that's what makes me angry. It's like, fucking pro-lifers are total terrorists. Like, I mean, it's insane. I've seen a chick, like, with a sign that was in front of a Planned Parenthood talk about don't murder babies, and it was like, they don't even have abortions at this clinic. Like, they don't have the facilities for an abortion, so they don't have anything to do with abortions. They give you recommendations and set up appointments for you at other clinics. Like, how awesome is that, that they don't have the ability to perform a need, especially in impoverished areas, low impoverished, but, in places like this, you know, it's like, you can't take away healthcare like that. You can't take away a clinic. I mean, there needs to be STD testing, because there's still fucking people who think it's insane to get an STD check. Like, they're just like, no, only dirty bitches get that. And it's like, no, you should get tested. You can get an STD, like, from kissing somebody. You can get, you know, there's a lot of fucking things, man. And, it's like, still, there's still a lot of people who don't know these things, and people who want to go off assumptions about women's health care, and the importance of it. And, like, I've had people flip out, like, why do women get all this free health care? Why do they deserve it? And rah, rah, rah. And it's like, because we have a uterus and we can't help the way our bodies are. And with the amount of issues that can affect women and the need for birth control and the need for abortion services, we need these. Like, these are services that are a need. They're an absolute fucking necessity. And it's like, dude, you do know you can go up in a Planned Parenthood and get tested too, right? Like, it's a clinic. Like, or is it Planned Parenthood because that must be only a woman's problem, right? It's just like, God, Lord be with the dumb motherfucker who has the audacity to say a woman who was dumb enough to get herself pregnant. Like, how the fuck does a girl get herself pregnant? Sitting on a toilet seat? Like, the hell? Again, sex education. Like, I don't know. I just feel, like, I had a girlfriend in school whose mom was super, super open. Was just super, like, yeah, you know, I mess around with girls. You know, she showed us how to put on a condom. Like, because no one else was. And it's like, these are things you should fucking know. Actually, like, my sister, she even told me, like, when her daughter, my niece is, like, 19 now, but she told me, she was like, you gotta tell your kids, say, hey, you know, if you have questions about any of that, you need to come to me, because don't believe any of these dumbass boys, what the fuck they tell you. Like, if you're on top, gravity won't allow the sperm to go in you. Like, or no, we'll fuck in a hot tub. And, you know, or we'll go in a hot tub because, you know, high heat will kill the sperm and then we'll fuck right after. And it's like, you don't think that, you know, sperm will bump up their count the second, like, you're in a normal, temperature? Like, fucking A. It's, again, we need comprehensive sex education. I don't know how many times I need to say it because It's, like, still not a thing. Like, I never went through the official 8th grade sex education I was supposed to. Like, I heard about it. It just never happened. They weren't able to organize a teacher to do it. They were trying to, like, have a midwife, I guess. But I thought that would have been cool. I've had friends of, like, at-home births. Like, that's pretty cool and powerful. But did you know, like, women's pregnancy rates here in America actually are pretty high, like, babies' mortality rates? Because they're really not the safest as far as, deliveries. I read that statistic the other day, and I was like, holy shit. Like, everyone, like, America acts like they're this superpower, and, like, we have this, like, a mass greatness, but it's really, we're kind of behind, we're kind of fucked up. It's like, we're above these third world countries, and it's like, not really. We have a lot of fucking issues, and honestly, America is like the fucking teenager to the world. And everyone else is just kind of looking at us like, get your shit together. Like, I personally feel, I'm just, my personal opinion, it's what I fucking think. I'm not saying that's a, you know, like, I mean, yeah, I've read these, you know, things about, things, like, I believe things in our society, things that just aren't fucking necessary, I don't understand, you know, I don't understand a lot of stupid things. I mean, shit, I don't understand on Facebook, I saw all these dumbass fucking people posting about the whole, people who are offended by baby it's cold outside are fucking stupid, and rah rah rah, when really, the only people I saw talking about it was those people, bitching about people who are offended by it. When I'm like, I didn't hear anyone say it was offensive. I've heard that, yeah, it's a little creepy and has a little bit of a rapey vibe. I personally have felt that. Then again, I'm not a Christmas songs person. I know people who love that fucking song because that's not what it is to them. And I think that's what bugs people is like when a discussion about something you just don't see that way is to be had and it kind of alters the way you look at something. You know, people do get defensive. They totally fucking do. When you tell someone actually, and, you know, it's like they have to argue, you know? It's like, but there's something that's, like, really important. I remember I saw this thing once, and it was like, you know, there's a number on the ground, and two people on opposite sides of it. And from one angle, it looks like a 9. The other angle, it looks like a 6. And they're like, just because, you know, you think you're right doesn't mean the other person's wrong. Everyone has a perspective and a point of view. Okay, I get the message. It's pretty simplistic, but it's a message. But then it's like, no, though, your perspective and your opinion doesn't make fact, though. Like, for me, I've seen, like, studies or things being written or being discussed, societal issues that I'm seeing are issues for people that I'm like, okay, that's not personally an issue to me. That's my privilege. That's my white privilege of being able to be like, wow, that's not an issue to me. But I can acknowledge, wow, there's a lot of fucking issues that I'm privileged not to have as a personal issue to me. I know what it's like to grow up really poor. I know what it's like to be in an impoverished area where there's not a lot of opportunities. I know certain things in that extent. I know about, you know, the sexism of working in the restaurant industry. I know about being an overweight female and the judgments that come with that. I mean, there's things I do know about and that I can empathize with, but that doesn't mean that I know 100% someone else's struggle. And it's like, why don't you ask the person giving the fucking message what it means? Like, for example, like with the 6 versus the 9, why don't you ask the person who put the number there? Like, they would know what the fuck it was supposed to be. Because, like, you know, your perspective doesn't make a fact, and like I said. And it's a lot of times when people are being challenged to something that they feel is a fact. Like, for example, like, when people tie, like, their religion into things, into laws and whatever, like abortion or Christmas or, you know, keep the Christ in Christmas. It's a pagan holiday. Fuck. And I'm just like, look, I get it, because, you know, your identity is rooted within your religion. I could see that. I could see that, 100%. And then when you feel like something's coming at you that fucks with your identity, of course you get defensive, because, I mean, who likes to be uprooted and not, and not the things that they were so comfortable with and thought were cool and that were this encompass of who the fuck they are, actually isn't what they thought was alright, or so PC, and I know everyone's like, oh, you have to be politically correct, and it's like, I mean, yeah, you kind of got to be mindful that there's more than just a certain type of people, and then to quit assuming, like, that's the thing with English language, we have a lot of assumptions, like, we just, because there's so many colloquial irregularities that we really just want people, like, oh, well, we assume they know what we mean, when sometimes that is the case, and then there's other times, like, some people use certain words in a certain way, you know, for example, someone comes in, they're like, ah, oh, I'm pissed, and you're like, oh, shit, why are you so mad, and they're like, no, like, I'm drunk, oh, you know, like, there's those things, and, or, like, the may I, can I thing, again, colloquial irregularities, it happens, we as a society, but I think it's just, people don't want to acknowledge what we're saying, and, like, how we contribute to issues, because, oh, well, I can't help, you know, if I hurt someone else's feelings, their feelings are their responsibility, abso-fucking-lutely, their feelings are, but, like, I mentioned it before, where, when we're all supposed to be working together, and everyone's supposed to be doing their fucking job as a whole, and your job isn't just necessarily what the fuck you sell hours of your life to. Your job is driving in the right fucking lane, using your turn signal so pedestrians know if you're turning into the crosswalk that they're about to cross in or not. You know, it's like there's these things. It's like we're all kind of hoping we're all following a general thing. And I think because we have those societal expectations that come with the laws and the things that have to be there because people would break them otherwise. And then people, like, allow, like, I can lash out because I have freedom of speech. Okay. I mean, you don't gotta be a piece of shit, though. Like, you know, you don't have to be an asshole, you don't gotta flip out on the fucking cashier, you don't gotta flip out because a store is no longer carrying something. Yeah, it's fucking frustrating. But what do you expect? A store can only order so fucking much. They only got so many fucking people who can do so much. And that was always my frustration. Like, dealing with customer service, man, always got people who want to be a dick to you and be like, oh, y'all didn't know it would be this busy? No, we fucking didn't, man. Like, we're running and we're moving our asses as fast and as hard as we fucking can. Sorry you had to wait an extra 2 to 3 fucking minutes so I could crank out things. You know, because it's frustrating. It's like, the customer does not only think they're always right, they also think they're entitled to always hear what they want to hear. Because it's like, they don't want to hear that it's against a policy for them to be able to return something without tags and a receipt. You know, they don't want to hear they can't do something that they don't want to do. They don't want to hear, what do you mean I can't just park here, or I can't just do what I want right here? It's, I don't know, the audacity of some fucking people. Maybe it's because we're so stuck trying to learn all these fucking rules and so many societal bullshit, we kind of forget just to interact with people. Maybe. I don't know. It's a lot of maybes, right? Not helpful at all. But yeah, these are the things that make me salty. These are the things that don't make me want to go the fuck outside. That's for damn sure. Just because of dealing with self-entitled people who feel like they have the right to fucking complain more than anybody else. Like, I don't know. I'm thinking about Walmart right now because I'm kind of psyching myself up because I have to go in that bitch on Christmas Eve. Yes, should I have gotten things? Yes. Should I have, you know, I don't know, thought about this more? Yes. But bills are due soon, rent is gonna be fucking due, and those are the first priorities over Christmas. And honestly, I didn't know how much I'd have by now. So, yep. Personally, like, when I'm out of a gift and, like, I don't know if I'm gonna have the money to go get one, what I do, I usually pick a book of mine. Just a book that I think someone would enjoy, you know? Also, I just have, like, a mini library, so getting rid of books is always a good thing for me. Anyways, thank you for tuning in, and I hope you have a great holiday. Hope everyone's safe, and let's hope with this new year, better things fucking come for everybody. Just around. Just all around. Alright, gotta get back to the Simpsons special.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.